Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and I am telling you right now, the giant bowls of word salad that were dispensed last night, it was like a freaking Pez dispenser spitting out tired joy, hopes, ambitions, and middle-class family joy. I don't even know what to say, which is why Brian Maloney is here and why Eric Trump will be with us at 4:05, because I am truly at a loss for words. I watch this, and I am dumber for having watched it. I killed useful brain cells that I could have used for anything important, like, I don't know, navel gazing or clipping my toenails or reminding myself that noses are not snack dispensers. Something useful. I watched, I thought, oh, good God. I would be embarrassed for her if she had any personal embarrassment or shame, but I don't think she does. Brian Maloney, who is an astute observer of political campaigns and organizing things, and actually, as I've mentioned many times, truly one of the best talk show hosts we've ever had in these here United States of America. But he joins us right up through the election every Friday Eve to talk about this stuff. Brian, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, I'd be interested to see what Eric Trump has to say about things, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's good. He's no Brian Maloney, but I think he's good.
Well, you be sure to tell him that.
I will. I will work that into conversation.
No.
All right, now, you got to be, okay, pony up here, dude. Did you watch this, and do you not feel just a little less like a human having watched it?
Well, I don't torture myself through the whole thing. I saw clips here and there, but I mean, it's just the same thing, you know, and we're not seeing a lot of campaigning from her otherwise. Have you noticed? I mean, she's not out there.
That's the thing. Now, here's the weird thing is that she's appearing at, quote, rallies. She did something at Carnegie Mellon, which had 300 people. It wasn't open to the students. I mean, if you're going to do something on a university campus, wouldn't you be there to get the students to vote for you?
Well, and also, wouldn't you expect the students to be a favorable audience? So
yes.
If you can't get that, if you can't trust college students to support your candidacy, you're in real trouble. And it just shows how stage managed every moment is for her. There is never an unscripted moment. There is never a chance for an offhanded question to be asked or anything that might cause discomfort. And even when it's Oprah asking her softball questions, she's still scared.
What do you think this is? Now, let's just pull the curtain back a little bit, because you and I, throughout the years, we have dealt with candidates. Some of them were the best candidates that you would ever want to have running for office, but boy, a camera light went on or a microphone was in front of them, and they just couldn't do it. But off stage, you know, policy-wise, writing policy, they were really good. Then you have other people, I think, who are great on camera. There's nothing going around in their head, but they're great on camera. I don't get that she's either one of those things, though. I just don't think
No.
there's anything there.
Well, and you know, think back to 2016 and Hillary. I mean, Hillary is not someone where you had to worry about any of this. She could handle herself just fine.
Yep.
You might have disagreed with everything that she did and said, which, you know, I was one of them that disagreed.
Yeah.
But the bottom line was she knew how to get through the campaign. In fact, I mean, she could write a book on how, or she did write about 27 books, or, you know, had ghostwriters doing whatever the story is there. But the bottom line is you didn't have to worry about those kinds of things, which is why everyone expected her to win.
Right.
And, you know, she had the machine and the system behind her. But in this case, I don't think she was the machine's first choice, but they've been, you know, doing the best they can with her. But I think she's totally in over her head and fizzling out. And you've just seen what seemed like a strong start for the first few weeks. It has really, I think, disintegrated. So when I see polls still showing her doing as well as she is, it really get suspicious, although the polls are kind of all around the place, and I've been digging into them, and there's some really interesting numbers out there.
All right, so give me an example. I know here, just for a little point of reference, we had the University of Mary Washington last week come
Yes.
up. It's like a 2-point
big.
Race, and then today we've got one that says, "Oh, she's 9 points ahead." I think, and you tell me because you're better at these numbers. But it seems to me that there are some real races going on in these battleground states.
Well, and I think they are, and I think that Virginia needs to be included in the battleground states and not thought of in the way that the media would portray it as a solid blue state. I think that yeah. I think races in Virginia are up for grabs, including the Senate race, where there is an absolutely excellent Republican candidate who needs a lot more attention, deserves a lot more attention.
I agree. Yeah. Now, what are you seeing as an example? Pennsylvania, that seems to be neck and neck. Wisconsin, Michigan, these should be slam dunks for Kamala Harris.
Well, so this is where it gets funny. It really depends on the pollster, but not in the way that you think, because the New York Times CNN poll that came out just days ago show Trump in a really good position in those swing states. And yes, I did say New York Times. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get polls from Fox that are the other way, because apparently Paul Ryan doesn't like, you know, polls that favor Trump.
Yeah.
So, you know, the liberal polls come from Fox. The probably more accurate polls are coming from the New York Times. So those are the bizarre times that we're living in today.
Wow. And you know what was interesting? And I want to remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us. Brian joins us every Friday Eve. He's going to do that right up through the election.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The New York Times trashed her appearance with this Stephanie Ruhle on MSNBC. And I'm just thinking, Brian, that the New York Times, which I usually look at as the Democrat Party's family newsletter, when you've lost the New York Times, I mean, things can't be going well.
Well, what could be happening is that it's an "I told you so" from people who didn't want her as the candidate in the first place. And if they see polling that shows her in a bad position, it could be people in the media, mm-hmm. in the party, preemptively saying, "Hey, I was on the correct side of this. You people, your faction wasn't." I think that has a lot. And a lot of this is also, you know, the factionalized nature of the White House today, because, you know, right now we've got Jill Biden running cabinet meetings, you know,
right.
I mean, you know, so now that the masks are off, they're not even pretending that he was ever president anymore. She was clearly running a lot of the show and had
That's
been for
right.
a long time.
Yep.
And Kamala was a spite pick by the Bidens to stick it to Nancy Pelosi, who forced him out of the race. Remember, he got all the primary votes and you know, Harris didn't get one.
That's
so
right.
I think there's a lot of internal stuff going on here. And if, you know, Trump pulls this off, which I think he's got a heck of a shot, although we got to, you know, get off our butts and get to work here.
Yep.
There's going to be not just finger pointing, but I think there's going to be nuclear war between the factions of that Democrat Party over, you know, why, over who was chosen and who wasn't and why. And
yep.
It's ugly. And I think, I mean, Joe didn't put on, he didn't put on that Trump hat by accident. That was a signal that was being sent, that it was a middle finger
yep.
to his party. He, you know, you could be pretty senile and still not put on the Trump hat if you're Joe Biden.
Oh,
you would still know that much.
Brian, you remember he asked the guy for the hat.
Yeah.
It wasn't the other way around. And I'm sure you noticed there was an image that was captured of him carrying a red baseball cap up the steps of Air Force One. Now, I don't know what was on the front of it, but that was there. And just yesterday, the biggest backhanded endorsement, I think, when Joe Biden said, "Hey, I delegated everything to her." So
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a feeling of ungratefulness there. And I think so there's a lot going on here. I mean, if he wakes up tomorrow and turns around endorsing Trump, it wouldn't surprise me at this point. I mean, there's just weird. This has been a weird year. We knew it would be weird. It's a lot weirder than we thought. But the Democrats going after the Democrat mayor of New York City is a huge issue nationwide. It's not a New York City issue. This is what people are failing, or some people are failing to understand. And it ties into everything, because the Democrats would never, ever indict the sitting Democrat mayor of the largest American city a month before the election. They would never, ever do that unless they were trying to send a message to their own side, which is, you know, you step out of line on things. We've been keeping score along the way. We're going to nail you for bunch of stuff that all the previous mayors got away with and more.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you this as the out question, Brian. Senate and House, a lot of buzz that Republicans take the Senate. Are you hearing that, and what are you hearing about the House?
Well, so, I mean, it really depends on what we can do in terms of the Senate. I think we've got Montana in the bag. So I think John Tester is out, which is brilliant. Yep. But we have to win. I've been mentioning Ohio. I've been, you know, Pennsylvania. But I think, you know, the outside, if we really have a good night, it's Virginia that would seal the deal. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I hope that your listeners are paying a lot of attention to the home races, because it can be done. Things can happen in Virginia. And if there's one point I would want as a takeaway from this, other Senate races out there, I mean, Arizona, I don't think, you know, it doesn't look that great for us right now. It's a little out of the range. You know, other ones, I don't know if we're going to grab, but I mean, you know, we've got some there that we can, you know. I mean, if it's really a 5-6 point race in Virginia in that Senate seat, it can be won. It can be won.
I agree. Well, listen, I'm over time as always because you're great. So do me a favor, remind everybody where they can follow you on social media, please.
You bet. So it is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, facebook.com/mediaequalizer. That's the best place. And when you go there, I'll tell you where else to find me.
All right. Listen, you are the best. You are the media equalizer. I am always grateful for you making some time for us. My friend, Brian Maloney, it is 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com